hockey advances. It's your Maize and Blue review update for Monday, March the 11th. And the Michigan hockey team advances in the Big Ten tournament after sweeping Notre Dame in a pair of one-goal games over the weekend, 6-5 and 5-4, the finals. TJ Hughes scored twice on Saturday and told MGO Blue TV that Michigan played a complete game.
It was awesome right from the start. We battled through some penalties and stuff, and we got one on the power play, which was really good. But 5-on-5, we just did our job. We played playoff hockey, and we played a full 60, so it was really good.
Playoff hockey, that's right. Now Michigan advances to the single elimination semifinal round this weekend. And number 4 seed Michigan, they'll play the number 3 seed Minnesota Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That game on BTN. The other Big Ten semifinal features Ohio State and Michigan State. The Michigan women's basketball team won 2 games in the Big Ten tournament, then dropped a 95-68 decision in the semifinals to Iowa. The Michigan team will learn its postseason fate on Selection Sunday, set for March 17th at 8 o'clock on ESPN. That's when the women's bracket will be revealed. The Michigan men's team dropped a 15-point game in its regular season finale. U of M is the number 14 seed and will play around 8:30 on Wednesday against the 11th-seeded Penn State Nittany Lions in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. The Michigan football spring game date is set for April the 20th at noon. That's when the kickoff will be to see team number 145. And with that spring game set, that means spring practice is set to kick off in just over a week. The Michigan football team is looking for a new running backs coach. Mike Hart will not return this year. Hart had been with the team as a coach for the last 3 seasons. Michigan's 30-day transfer window after Jim Harbaugh went to the Chargers closed back on February the 23rd. The transfer portal will be back open next month. The spring portal opens from April 15th through April the 30th. Michigan had 9 players enter the portal, most notably Keon Sabb, who has since committed to Alabama. National Signing Day back on the first Wednesday of February, and the Wolverines signed 27 players in the 24 signing period, and they stayed at 27 until the Harbaugh transfer portal opened, and then they lost one player, 3-star signee Jaden Smith, who then went on to commit to Kentucky. U of M's 24 class is now at 26 players and ranks number 13 overall on Rivals.com's team rankings. In those same rankings, Ohio State landed at number 4, and Oregon's 24 class ranks number 6 overall by Rivals.com. College football's early December signing period is moving up to the Wednesday before the conference title games this year. That's December the 4th. Mark your calendars. Michigan has 3 players committed right now to its 2025 recruiting class. Those are 4-star tight end Eli Owens, 4-star quarterback Carter Smith from Florida, and the local product, 4-star defensive end Bobby Kanka. He is from Howell, Michigan. All 3 of those commits land on the new Rivals 250 prospect list. Smith ranked number 60 overall, Owens number 211, and Kanka is at 247 in the top 250. U of M has added a pair of players to its roster so far out of the transfer portal, linebacker Jayshon Barham from Maryland. And the other U of M portal addition so far is Northwestern guard Josh Preeb. Pro Football Focus has released a list of their top 10 returning defensive tackles. And at number 1 on that list is Michigan junior Mason Graham. Graham is ranked number 1, and U of M's Kenneth Grant is ranked number 6 on that same list of top returning defensive tackles by Pro Football Focus. And another Graham, former Wolverine Graham Glasgow, is re-signing with the Detroit Lions with a 3-year, $20 million deal that includes $9.5 million guaranteed. And the Michigan baseball team dropped 3 games over the weekend in South Carolina to Coastal Carolina. And that's the latest on Michigan. Stay tuned for Good Afternoon Michigan Football at the top of the hour. And for the latest on U of M, go to the mazeinbluereview.com or sign up at michiganrivals.com. And we will see you over on the Den, talking Michigan all day and